Because I have learned that channeling is definitely about the voice and opening up the throat. And so when I drum, it creates a type of grounding and anchoring, but also something wants to come out of my mouth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Deep breath in. Letting it go and letting it out. Deep breath in. Just adjusting your posture so that you feel as relaxed as you can get. I want to thank you guys for all coming today. I know that there are we've been on a wild ride these last couple of weeks, and I also want to send some energy out to Peg as well, who couldn't be with us, and she was with me weeks ago as we were finishing up our last project, and she did some dowsing with me, and we came up with this date, March 4th. Get our marching orders today, I believe. They like to be kind of kitschy like that. Placing your attention on your heart, Mercedes, thank you so much for bringing that up and being here on Sunday for the drum circle, which was really filled with a lot of harmony and joy and love. And, so thanks for coming back on that and reminding us of the heart. See our hearts getting more and more radiant, connecting with the light and the higher self within, as above, so below. Expanding this energy all around you. Recognizing that each one of us is a light. We all have. Taking a moment to focus on your breath, feeling the air going in and out. With every in-breath, you're reminded that you're alive and filled with living, breathing energy. In every out-breath, you are able to let go and fully exhale and drop your awareness into the lower part of your trunk. Rooting yourself here in the internal and eternal now. Imagining you have a big taproot coming out of your sitting bones, going down into the earth like a tree. And saying to yourself, I am rooted, I am grounded, and I am center. Now, Dick, I'm going to ask that you let people know so that they know what you're going to do with me, so that they can see you doing what you did with me last time.
Okay.
I'm huge on setting the stage so that people have and understanding of what's going on.
What I'm going to do right now is put Renee in an altered state of consciousness and take her up to what we call her higher self. And we all have the higher self, which is the God level of our superconscious mind. So we're going from 3D, probably 5-6D right now. Renee will do that. I'm a facilitator. That's all I am. She's doing the work. So, you ready? Alright, just breathe deeply. That's it. Breathe deeply. Relax completely. Let it go. Unwinding. Relaxing completely now. Allowing the quietness of spirit to begin to come in. And as you relax, I want you to envision a bright white light coming down as a beam from above and entering into the top of your head. This is God life energy, spiritual life energy. And it now enters your head and fills your body to overflowing like a warm, radiant shower of white light flowing from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And the light is now concentrating around your heart area. And it emerges from your heart area to totally surround your body with this white light of protection, balance, and harmony. And only your own God, Stufi, or masters who are loving entities and mean you well, can enter in and influence you in any way during this higher self session. So I'm going to count upwards from 1 to 5. And when I get to the number 5, you'll be able to communicate with those who wish to communicate with us. Number 1, rising up, 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 higher and higher. 2, flowing, flowing, up, up, up. Number 3, just letting go, hardly feel in your body at all as you flow, float, and ascend, ascending, ascending, transcending levels of consciousness. Number 4, you're almost there. And on the next count, you will have entered into the highest level of superconscious mind. Number 5, you're now.
We're here.
Thank you for coming. How would you have me address you?
We.
We. The council.
Yes. Yeah.
We have questions. Would you be willing to answer those questions?
Yes, certainly.
What is the most important thing for us to know and understand right now?
We want you to understand that life is not as heavy and hard as you perceive it to be. For right now, this vehicle is feeling very lighthearted. There's this wee sensation, as in W-H-E-E. These are moments where the inner child, the rainbow-like energy, and the things that people take for granted come into your awareness and your being to remind you that life is not always so hard. So what is your most, how do we say, question of your heart? What do you wish to want? What do you wish to know? What do you want to know?
Is that an open question for anyone to answer right now?
Yes.
How do we attain peace of mind and loving kindness towards one another?
Through meditation, Philly. Meditation is a way to not only the stars, but to your heart, to your source of understanding. Meditation is the way to happiness, to oneness. What you meditate on, you bring about. You know this. You know this because you have been doing this for so, so long. And yet, people do not do it as often as they should. Next.
Will there be an economic reset in our future?
Yes.
And I will not ask how soon.
It is coming sooner than you know.
If we have past lives, present lives, and future lives, do all of our lives have the same spirit?
No, all lives are, how do we say, they come from the same source, but they are not the same spirit. Each person has their own spirit. Does that make sense?
Yes. To me. I can only answer for myself. Is our spirit everlasting?
Yes.
How do we unplug from all the chaos and negativity in order to make a real difference?
So I want you to know that there's colors as well that are coming through. So this is me going in and out, okay? And I want to get to that place of where I need to be there. So lots of blue, like sky blue, okay? And what that is saying is each one of you here knows what peace means.
How many races are in the Galactic Federation?
There are too many races to actually count. There are too many races to actually know. But just know that all races are part of the Galactic Federation. Thousands and thousands, based on star systems, based on planets, spheres, galaxies. All of those are part of what you would call the Galactic Federation.
Can you explain what the Galactic Federation is to us so we can understand?
In retrospect, it is a council of peacemakers, of those who oversee what happens on the Earth and also other planets and other galaxies. There are contracts that have been made. There are beings who have been sent to your planet and to other planets to, how do we say, observe and watch. There are ways of being that you are being asked to look at in much more deeper ways in order to survive and thrive on a planet that could or could not be filled with chaos and confusion and destruction, but you will prevail. And the reason why is the Galactic Federation does help. Anybody and everybody can access those in the Galactic Federation.
And what is a star seed?
A star seed is someone who has been planted on the Earth and in different places around the world to do what they had come to that place to do. This is known as a mission, but more importantly, it is one who comes with the idea of love in their heart, light in their mind, and they impregnate the Earth and other galaxies and other planets with that mission. There are so many star seeds, again, counting and math is not something that we want to bring forth in this channeling, but you know there are millions and millions of star seeds that are doing the best that they can to bring about peace and love and light and understanding. It is that simple. And yet, everybody complicates it.
What is the best way for us to attune to the Palladian energy on a daily basis?
Not everyone can attune to the Pleiadian energy because there are many other star systems, galaxies, and places that others attune to. Attuning to your own source energy, attuning to what brings you not just joy, but an understanding of who you are at heart, in your being, intact, all around. Those are the opportunities and the ways that you can attune to your star family. Not everybody comes from a star, and that is something that would need to be referenced and understood a little bit more, because there are other things than just stars. There are plasmas, and there are protozoans, and there are all these other beings. And so all of these beings come together and create one atom. And it's as if all of those splinter off and go into all these different places. Think of it as, in the beginning of time, what came to Earth? It was a meteorite of some sort. But then there was water, and then there were trees, and then there were people. And so that is what we have to remember, or you have to remember as a race, is what it is like to be back that long ago. The further back you go, the more you will literally be able to communicate, connect, and attune to your star family, or if you follow the thread of where you come from, back to the source. This is what we also call the zero-point energy, that nothingness, which also brings about everything. Does that make sense?
Yes. Would you be open to any other questions at this time? I have finished the one question that everyone had.
Yeah.
Is there an entity or a group of entities called the Interstellium? And if so, what are they? What is their purpose?
Yes, the Interstellium is connected to the Milky Way. The Milky Way holds the memory and the DNA and the information of all different galaxies. As a matter of fact, the Milky Way also transcends various energies, say like earthbound spirits and those type of energies that are not meant to be on this planet.
As far as planet Earth, what is the Pleiadians' mission?
For love.
Regarding the TLS, the light system, can you explain what that is?
The light system was completed and created by a group of energies that wish to bring forth their agenda and their mission for planet Earth. There are many misconstrued items and energies out there trying to make it seem as though their product or their item is better than the other, but indeed everybody and everyone is trying to bring about healing in their own way. Why do you ask about the light system?
Because I view it as the chakra, the rainbow, the energy in its own, and that in return is the zero point energy of your heart space.
Yes. You are on the right path with that.
Can you explain to me what quantum healing is?
Quantum healing is energy, and it also uses your hand, but more or less it is connected to a energy that is bigger than you. You become a conduit as long as there is an intention to bring forth that energy to a person, place, or thing. You once again are removed from the equation, similar to channeling, But quantum has a lot of meaning for a lot of people. This is what we try to, how do we say, bring about, bring forth in a very compassionate and loving way. What one person thinks about one thing does not mean the other person thinks about the other. That is why we tell you to search your heart, to search your being intact, your way of understanding who you are. For those questions become your path, and yet that confidence and that ability to march forth and march on is what keeps you going. Is it not?
Yes.
Why do you ask about quantum healing?
I have an interest in it because I have the ability to do it.
You are on the right path as long as you are bringing through the right energy and you are clear. Do you understand?
Yes.
Through drawing in energies, whether it's quantum healing or other, through meditation, can you draw in energies to heal all of your own illnesses and diseases and problems?
No, you cannot.
Is it time for Renee to come back? You're coming back. Coming back. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. When I get to 5, you'll be at the level you were at before going into the higher self, knowing you can always return. 1, coming back, coming on back. 2, coming on back, coming on back. 3, feel the sense of joy and well-being flowing throughout your body. 4, almost there, the next count. You're going to open your eyes, feeling the vital eyes, feeling full of energy, thinking and acting with calm self. Good job.
Am I awesome?
Yes. Yeah.